and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'd like to share with you three things that King David has taught me through the Psalms that he's written. Three things not about him, but about his relationship with God that can help us with our relationship with God. The first Psalm is Psalm 22, and I'm going to read you a little bit of it. It starts with, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night I find no rest. Oh my goodness, does that sound like me sometimes? When life's struggles come upon me, when I'm in pain, it can be bodily disease pain, it can be just struggles with relationships, struggles with life. Where are you, God? You've forsaken me. You're not just not here. And it says, what? I cry by day looking for answers, and at night I get no rest because you don't sleep, because you're up thinking, your mind's, you know, going 19 to a dozen because you're trying to work out all these things or say, God, where are you? How often do we do that? But David here is teaching us to be real, to be honest before the Lord, to actually tell him where you feel like it is at, even if it's wrong, even if his opinion is wrong or his attitude is wrong. He's being open and honest, and God loves honesty. But also, as the psalm goes on, he actually then turns to the Lord and asks him for help more. But then it goes to Psalm 23. Now, I don't know if he wrote them in order like this, or whoever's collated the Psalms has put them like this. But what does then Psalm 23 say? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Wow! Psalm 22 is saying, you've forsaken me, I don't have what I need, where are you? And then he's turned the page and it's, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's in a different place. He's in a place where he acknowledges the Lord is his shepherd, that the Lord provides for him, the Lord is great to him. He makes him, what does he say? He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. Psalm 22, he's saying, I don't even sleep at night. Psalm 23, he's saying, you refresh me. I lie down beside still waters. You refresh me, Lord. Refreshment in sleep, refreshment in my spirit. Two different days, two different events, but the same David. David, in this time, is acknowledging where he's at today. He's doing okay with the Lord. He acknowledges and sees the Lord as his shepherd. He's praising and giving him glory. Now, before, he wasn't necessarily praising him, giving him glory. He was looking at himself. But he was looking at himself still saying, God, you're my God. But he says, my God. He's still acknowledging God as his God. He's just saying, I can't see you today. I don't feel you today. I feel like I'm lost. It's David who's lost. It's not God. But how beautiful the story, and it's our lives. One day we're really terrible and not coping, and the next day we're doing okay. It mightn't be the next day, it might be the next month, the next year, whatever it might be. But he's giving glory to God in whatever, wherever he's at. He's giving glory to God when he's saying, I think you've forsaken me, God, because he's saying, my God, my God. He's acknowledging it's his God. I'm lost without you. I don't seem to find you. He's actually giving praise and glory to God to say, I need you. And then the other one is saying, oh, you're magnificent. You give me everything I need. You know, everything I want. You give to me. Then we go to Psalm 51. And it's another part of David's story. And this is where he was asking for God's forgiveness when he took Bathsheba as his wife. But he only got her as his wife by killing Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. He murdered him by sending him out into the army and telling the army captains, pull back, get him killed in the front line. And then Nathan, the prophet, comes and tells him what you've done is wrong. And he acknowledges it and turns to God. So it's another stage in David's life where he's going, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. He's in a stage where he's asking for forgiveness. He's got sorrow in his heart for what he's done. But he's recognizing and he's praising God because it's his steadfast love. It's his mercy. It's his forgiveness that will atone for David's sin. He's asking him, wash me thoroughly from all my sin, cleanse me. And verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God. I am weak, I am frail. I did see the pretty girl and I lusted after her and I went after her. You need to create in me this clean heart. You need to put this steadfast spirit within me, O God, because I can't. And in saying this, he's bowing before the Lord. He's giving the Lord glory and honor for who God is. Three different psalms, three different times, events, seasons in David's life, but in every aspect, God comes first. He's not pulling God down in reputation. He's not pulling God apart. He's stating where he's at and asking God to help him wherever he is at in his season, in his life, right then and there. Do we do that? Are we honest before the Lord? Do we tell him our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, our attitudes? Or do we hide? We say the traditional prayers, but don't really mean them. We just say them. And we don't fully open ourselves up to the living God. Let us learn from King David. Because what is so beautiful is that when Jesus, the Son of God, is walking on the earth, what does he say? David, King David, was a man after my own heart. Wouldn't that be beautiful for God to say about us, about me, about you? This woman here, she is a woman after my own heart. This man here, they are a man after my own heart. This child, boy or girl, they are after my own heart. And for everybody, God says, I love them to bits. They're mine. Let us use these beautiful examples of David. And that's why psalms are so beautiful to pray with. And I find sometimes a psalm that works with how I'm feeling. On the days when I'm feeling lost and forsaken, I read Psalm 22. On days when I see that God is my shepherd, he leads me and guides me, I read Psalm 23. And on days when I acknowledge my sinfulness, I need God to create in me this clean, pure heart, I read Psalm 51. But they're not just the three psalms. There's hundreds of psalms here that help us pray, help us sort of point to God, share with God, be truthful with God. And the words that are here sometimes just express exactly how I'm feeling. So if you don't know how to pray one day, Just pick a psalm and you'll find one that suits you, and pray through it and say, Lord, this is me. These are my words, not David's words. Now, this is me praying this. And how wonderful it will be that God will come to you and you'll have a beautiful encounter with the living God in your prayer by taking upon the attitude, the example of King David. I hope this has helped you a little bit in your prayer time. And I pray that you have a wonderful prayer time today and for the rest of your days with the living God. We'll see you again next week.